us to warm.
Where are you to go now that it's September 12th, 2009? Tonight's show is going to be an anniversary show for September 11th in commemoration of all those who have lost their lives, lost their loved ones, lost their livelihood, lost their country, lost their sovereignty, beginning on the day, if not even well before, September 11th, 2001, when a hostile takeover of the United States by German forces, continuing forward from World War I, World War II, the Cold War, took over America and moved to place people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, an Austrian citizen, as the governor of the state of California. Put George Herbert Walker, or George W. Bush, in place as successor to his father, a quote-unquote German, a royal German. The contract for the World Trade Center for the elevators didn't go to Schindler, another good German. It went to Thyssen Krupp Habsburg, German royalty. And so you start getting an understanding. This is not about the German people, because we have 43 million Germans here in the United States. This is about German royalty. This is a continuation of what started with Duke Ferdinand. And for people not to see it, you know, you've got people like Dave Von Kleist out there playing his guitar to be like a Peter Piper of the 9/11 truth movement. And other people like Joyce Riley, who, you know, I've even contacted myself going back years trying to get help and get the information out that I get into about Homeland Security and the Coast Guard and the breach of the fracture of military law and taking it into Homeland Security under the guise of the Coast Guard and turning the Coast Guard into this crack force, this special branch of military that's run by Admiral Allen, the current U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, who, as a good German, married to Pamela Hess of Hess Oil Dynasty, Pamela Hess III, who is also related to Rudolf Hess, former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. And we start to wonder why we find ourselves in the position that we're in. And no one will look back in history and look at the issue of Germany. We'll be right back. It's Lieutenant Schein, Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home, guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. This is your favorite show, In the Zone. And I would ask listeners, if you haven't done it already, and I know there's a bunch of you out there, to go to Patriot Radio Review Network. I think it's .com. You can Google it. It'll come up. And send them an email. There's an email message there on the, or an email address there on the homepage, about the program, about the show, and get my ratings upgraded. There's one on there that just kind of bugs me because they say the program's unique, and then out of five mics, they give me like a two, and the category is for originality or uniqueness or whatever. It seemed kind of contrary to what they were saying, the actual score. Yeah, I don't, you know, it's been 8 years, much like the Kennedy assassination and any other real heinous national global crime or war. It appears that the powers that be are very adroit at silencing any questions, silencing any other opinions, any other theories, any other concepts, any other facts about whether it be the Kennedy assassination. You know, we got Mr. Magic Bullet Man, Arlen Specter, in the Senate, and a lot of people who have made their way off of helping cover up information. What I've seen it my own. I mean, when you just take a look at how my own proceedings went, where they prosecuted me, a branch of military that I'm not in, the Coast Guard, I'm a naval officer, If anybody's going to prosecute me, it's in a federal district court or within a Navy military tribunal under extraordinary circumstances for some kind of military crime while in uniform. And it's, you know, the Navy prosecutes and goes after the Navy. The Marine Corps does the Marine Corps. Army does the Army. Air Force does the Air Force. And the Coast Guard is supposed to do its own, but under not the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, under the Administrative Procedure Act, which is civil service law for the Coast Guard, for internal, meaning Coast Guard doing its own people, remedial, meaning no life, liberty, or property can be taken away, including a job. And the Coast Guard is supposed to be a civil service, and this is something that changed in the aftermath of 9/11 to where a branch of military, a branch of civil service, a federal maritime police agency, was turned into a special branch of military, which is just, you know, mind-boggling. How do you get from icebreaking, life-saving, lighthouses, and more to a special branch of military that can prosecute civilians within special, you know, military tribunals that they run themselves? This is worse than having the highway patrol or sheriff running their own courts. It's a branch of military running their own courts. It's just, it's unbelievable. And I think it's, you know, people just, for whatever reason, can't get their minds around it. But I want to stick on, and, you know, it does go to 9/11. I was actually on my way, had left Texas on September 1st, and on September 11th was underway and a few days out from Israel when the planes, or when the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the field in Pennsylvania were attacked, and I was terminated in Israel. I was, you know, even my own quote-unquote Federal Officers Association accused me of mutiny somehow. The Israeli government, of course, interrogated me in Israel before allowing me to leave the country. And when it happened underway, we put out special guards, took down the American flag, carried on special communications and more. And because I had put in for war risk bonus, a thing that we're supposed to have in our contracts, and tried to, again, enforce our contracts, our federal contracts, you know, and gain access to our system of due process and do it through every means possible, including going after the issue of war risk bonus and filing grievances in that regard. They came after me, and even though the State Department had put out edicts for, you know, any and all to take care of their own people, you know, corporations, federal agencies, departments, states, and more, and the whole world was on a level of, you know, high warning. They fired me in Israel, flew me out of Israel through Switzerland and back into New York, almost as if they wanted me to, you know, see what had happened and somehow raise my ire. When I knew right away something was wrong, and they had tried to somehow, you know, drum up my quote-unquote patriotism and use that as a means so that I wouldn't question what really happened on that day. And as I came home and was caught up in my own affairs to eventually where the Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, never been in, an agency not as a branch of military from the Navy or from the Army, a newfound special branch of military that was started by a separate title. It's not supposed to be under the UCMJ, but it is under the UCMJ Title 10 military law in Homeland Security now, which it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be under Title 14 as a federal maritime, you know, police agency. This special branch of military that was started in the middle of World War I, where the first U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, Admiral Berthoff, another good German, was knighted by the King of England. This very same individual was court-martialed out of the Naval Academy, couldn't make muster to get through the Naval Academy, ends up somehow through grants of favor and friends of the royal families of Europe and the UK and Britain, our arch enemy for quite some time, and has never, you know, for anyone to think that England has somehow regained our trust and that we're best friends doesn't know the long and storied history of the British and what they've done in America and what got to the point of us declaring independence and fighting a revolutionary war and drafting our own constitution and establishing a constitutional republic independent of the royal families of Europe, to where we never quite sealed the deal and finished it because there was a great number. Apologize for that. 800-313-9443. You know, you can go into I don't know how many different aspects of 9/11 to see that there's a lot more there. You know, the World Trade Center is owned and controlled by the Port Authority. If you don't understand the ramifications of that, it's owned and controlled by the federal government, the Department of Transportation. Andrew Card was the secretary of the Department of Transportation under George Herbert Walker Bush. They had started to set up not only under Admiralty, Maritime Port Authority, but under Admiralty to sell off, and they started this under the first Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, a member of the Davis Walker family. Three names that you should really pay close attention to whenever you have them enter your life or cross your path: Davis, Walker, or Bush. I don't know if anybody remembers the Walker brothers, who were stealing spy satellite secrets out of the black room, you know, stealing them out or walking them out. I think they were doing it in plants and all kinds of other stuff and having others walk it out for them. Walker was the comptroller of the GAO. I forgot his first name, but this is recently in the last couple of years. Vaughn Walker is the judge who had the EFF, Electronic Freedom Foundation, case that goes into warrantless wiretapping. He also has the case on Proposition 8 about gay rights that Ted Olson is representing the... I guess the proponents of Proposition 8 on. And Ted Olson is the individual who represented George Herbert Walker Bush against Al Gore at the Supreme Court. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. And we're simulcasting on the JeffFerriusShow.com. And any listeners there can call in. It's 800-313-9443. This is the first week of the simulcast. And, you know, I for anyone out there who wants to talk about 9/11, this is the time. I do get into it on occasion. I believe that it was basically a coup d'etat by our military industrial complex and the military industrial complex of and you could say, as Eisenhower said, the military industrial congressional complex and those corporate families like Jones, Edwards, Elliott, McKenna, Harmon, Cardin, Welch. There's a whole long laundry list of corporate family names, Heinz, Kerry. I was driving around the other day and saw Kerry on one of the streets out here in Orange County, California. And if you really want to get a good idea of the family names, a lot of these are, German, and the families that are involved in what's going on that are German industrialist or fascist corporatist family names, family houses, just like where John Kerry, who took over and married Theresa Heinz, who was married to Senator Heinz, the heir to the Heinz ketchup dynasty, a family much like the Sarah Heath candy bar fortunes, Palin family fortunes, who made a name for themselves, not necessarily through making munitions or swords or cannons or bombs or munitions, but by providing things and being awarded things in a war-type climate, just like how Halliburton and KBR were given single-source contracts in the middle of, you know, the Bush administration and the war in Iraq that continues to this day, to where the Heinz family was granted enormous federal contracts in warfare, World War One and World War Two. They were actually had their ketchup and condiments incorporated into large federal contracts with a lot of the shipping companies, labor unions, and it was, you know, a system of quid pro quo or racketeering going on between not only the large employers, the large families, large labor, large government, to where it's all those who have had access and paid for access or seized control of access to the public commons so that they can enrich their family fortunes and their private trusts. We will be back in a moment. Hold on one sec. Manny, was that the commercial? What was the, why were you doing the noise? Oh, sorry, it skipped on the. Anyways, moving right along, speaking with the producer there real quick, checking on what's going on with the commercial break, but we got more time. 800-313-9443. You know, there are so many things about 9/11, not just Building 7 and how it came down, I think it was well over an hour, going into 2 hours, after World Trade Center 1 and World Trade Center 2 came down, and it was never hit by a plane. And these are steel frame buildings that prior to 9/11, no steel frame buildings had ever fallen before, even after extreme fires. And no steel frame buildings have ever fallen since. The odds of three steel frame buildings failing, not only on the same site, but on the same day and from the same incident, they're astronomically, it's astronomically impossible. When you look at the free fall speed of the fall of Building 7, even Building 1 and 2, same thing. There was not enough fuel, you know, and even the fuel was burnt up in the first 15 minutes. And I think the NIST and other groups or agencies that have investigated 9/11 have concurred that simple fact. But when you start looking back when the buildings were built, and how asbestos was, cut off, taken off the market as a known carcinogen, and whatever was left on the market basically ended up in those buildings. You know, you could call it a toxic dump site of sorts. The fact that these were, quote unquote, the World Trade Center, if you look at what happened with the fall of the wall in Berlin, the reunification of Germany, every time, and this goes back throughout history, in most civilizations like Rhodes, the civilization at Rhodes, and the fall of the statue known as Colossus, how the civilization was taken down and basically sold piecemeal and converted from a system of self-governance, a republic, into a new form of a feudal state or kingdom. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Don't forget, we're simulcasting on the Jeff Ferriss Show. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. You know, I let me go to Frank in West Virginia. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, this is Frank. How are you? How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, man. It's,
I was talking
college,
about
college football. What are you talking about? 9/11, right?
Yeah, 9/11.
Well, can I give you my theory on 9/11?
Sure.
All right. My theory was Bin Laden and Al Qaeda conspired against the United States of America, trained 20 hijackers to hijack our airplanes.
So you believe the official story?
Well, yeah, the official story makes way more sense than these inside job stories. Now, I've heard all the inside job stories, every single one.
Do you know that Neil Bush sitting on the board for security for the World Trade Center up until the day before 9/11? Do you know?
Oh yeah, that was a cousin of George Bush's. That was a job he had, head of security. Now I come from a background of engineering. I worked in superstructures. All right.
Yeah. Well, so
and after the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center,
you know, I'm going to cut you off. Okay, I'm just going to hang up on you because if you want to just talk over me, fine, I'll just end the call. If you want to carry on a conversation back and forth, sure. Can you do that or no?
Sure, I can.
Right, so let me throw a few things in here. You know, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your resume, but I'm a graduate of a United States Military Academy. I have a degree in engineering. I'm a naval officer. The construction of a ship is actually very analogous to how the skyscrapers were built. When you look at, or even into aeronautical engineering, when you look at the 47 steel, you know, I-beam columns that formed the center structure of the building, the outer skin that was a structural component of the building itself, the floors themselves and how they were hung from the 47 internal structural beams, the difference in how the each tower was basically three towers stacked on top of itself, and all of this was done for structural integrity and also to make them as fireproof as possible so that if any kind of a fire broke out, it didn't go through the whole building. When you start to look at all of the evidence and even how those buildings came down, it's just really hard to swallow this story that we're being fed that has so many holes in it. And you've got real engineers and architects that are out here saying this just doesn't add up. It's physically impossible. It's against the laws of physics for these buildings to have fallen the way they did. Unless
well,
they
can
were,
I have a comeback?
Unless they were assisted. Yeah, go ahead. You there?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
I faded in. I called through Skype. Now, I've worked in a building. What holds those beams and columns together is bolts. The excess skin on that's an excess skeleton. It has nothing to do with the structural integrity of the building. The building is
wrong.
Built around
you're actually wrong. That building
built
sways.
Around the core.
That building sways in the wind. You can actually, I've been, have you ever been in the World Trade Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, so have I. And when you go up in the tower and on the observation deck, you can actually see, the flexure in the building is anywhere from, I believe it's as much as 10 to 30 feet, you know, from a vertical.
It's a deflection of the building. It needs
right, exactly.
To do that
just
because
like, just
they
like
can't
a ship.
Be built rigidly.
Right, exactly. Right. Just like a ship at sea, to take up the forces of the vessel at sea and the loading and the cargo and everything else, it has to be able to move, flex.
Right, and those buildings also breathe. You know that they breathe. You have indoor air quality. They breathe.
Right.
Now they're
right.
Built around the center core, which is your elevator core. The top floors are usually mechanical floors. That one, I believe, had 3 to 4 mechanical floors above where the planes went in. Now, the buildings are held together by bolts. The thing is like an erector set.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Just described a tertiary building, which are built in threes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, they repeat themselves, and you'll have a mechanical floor. Now, the metallurgy of the steel, that's steel was made in Bethlehem, PA. The metallurgy of the steel, when exposed to such a great temperature, will change the atomic structure of the steel. It's called the tensile strength of the steel.
Yeah, any good
and
engineer knows that.
Will change.
Well,
right. It will melt. It will melt because you just changed the atomic structure of the steel. That steel was.
This is not normal steel.
I know exactly what kind of steel it was. I worked in a superstructure.
Yeah, what is it? Then tell us. What is it? What kind of steel is it?
The one I lived in was Court Tan steel. It was the U.S. Steel Tower in Pittsburgh, which is 65 stories tall. But it is structural steel. It's what they use on most of your modern superstructures right now.
Right.
It has certain attributes or mechanical attributes to build buildings like that. Like I said, it can't be rigid steel. The tensile strength
has to be able to handle. Do you know how much heat you would have to impart into the building? If those planes were fully fueled, which
they were,
right, exactly. 767s. But they're not that much off of what the buildings were actually designed to take, you know, which at the time was we got a white bad echo on it.
No, we got rid of that echo. Now, I understand the metallurgy things of the steel. The steel's made. It does expand and contract. It's held together.
Forget it. You know, I'm not going to have you yell over me. Next caller. Thanks a lot. Let me go to Bill in Ohio really quick, and I really hate to do this because I'm not going to get into a whole session of Jew bashing with Bill in Ohio. If you want to bring anything to the table and not get into your favorite topic of bashing Jews, hey, welcome to the program.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to bash Jews, Eric.
Well, that's all you've done, three shows in a row. Is you come on and you want to focus on, I'm telling you from my own personal experience, I've actually experienced and had Germans come after me, not Jews.
Germans? What are Germans?
People that have German roots, German ancestry.
Okay.
And those, let me finish, those who are more beholding to Germany than they are to America. Because at some point you can have German roots like you do. I know you do. You've said it yourself. But if you believe in a republic, if you believe in a system of self-governance, and you are like our founding fathers, opposed to kingdoms and royal families and royal rule, then fine. I don't have a problem with you.
Yeah, I'm first and foremost a Christian, Eric. And then I would identify myself as an American, but first and foremost a Christian and a Catholic.
Right, and that's a good stepping stone or a level of hierarchy to how you identify yourself. Because I think you would, you know, again, you would identify yourself first and foremost not German, but as an American.
Right.
Sure, your ancestors came from Germany.
Isn't
right?
it interesting, though, when, you know, like when the Israeli Prime Minister Begin said, you know, our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet.
Didn't the Germans say that, too?
We are, you know, but I mean, I'm just curious to get your take on that when he says we are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. Compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. They should be considered human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. They will lick our feet and serve us as slaves. That was the Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin.
Right, and so you're back to Jews.
No. I just wanted your comments on that. I mean, this is from an Israeli prime minister, and I have five or six other verifiable quotes.
Well, I don't care if he's Jewish. I don't care if he's German. If you start going into the Habsburgs and the Windsors, Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, and a lot of these other
families. But aren't they also Jews? You're identifying
so
Jews.
So they're German, and that's the whole point, and you're not getting I'm going to cut you off because you're not listening.
I am.
You keep wanting to go in and bash Jews.
No, you're setting up smoke screens with this German.
You're not listening.
Go ahead.
To the simple fact that the people that are playing these games are royals. They have self-elevated themselves. You know, Italy started out as a kingdom. Who was it? I'm trying to think of the two individuals. They were the first kings, the founders of Italy. It was founded as a kingdom. It wasn't until later that the people revolted and tried to establish a system of self-governance, a republic. But that was time and time again overthrown back and forth, just like what's going on here in America, where you have a system of families, and you can say they're all, you know, I know you'd like to say that they're all Jewish, but what I'm telling you is that they're not. They're Spanish, they're Italian, they're German, they're Prussian. You know, Prussia's no longer around, obviously, but people would trace their roots back to their Polish.
Well, Europe, you could say European.
Jewish. No,
right?
Exactly, and that's what I'm telling you, is that it's all the royal families.
But wouldn't you say initially, though, they came from Edom?
It's all the royal families that have intermarried from all of the kingdoms. Israel used to be a kingdom, just like Great Britain and the United Kingdom is still a kingdom. You know,
okay, Jews were expelled from over 100 basically Catholic nation states for usury and blood libel, slaughtering children, like little Saint Simon of Trent, their subversion and those kinds of things. The Germans, though, didn't expel the Jews. They were actually kind to the Jews.
But then why are Germans, like Admiral Allen, the current U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, why has he turned his branch of civil service into a branch of military? Why is he running military tribunals out of the Coast Guard under admiralty of alleged...
Well, the DOD is controlled by Israel, Eric. You know this.
But Admiral Allen is a German.
No, Israel.
Right. Okay, yeah, right. So, you know, Admiral Allen is married to Pamela Hess III. She is related to Rudolf Hess, former deputy führer to Adolf Hitler. So,
when Bush,
you know,
George Bush.
George Bush is German.
Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah, when, and they're both more German than, you can say they're a little Jewish, but they're more German than anything
else.
Let
me ask you something, Aaron.
To cut you off, because all you're doing is going back to this one single issue that you have under your dress, or under your skirt, or under your hairpiece, or whatever, under your hat, for some odd reason, that's all you can focus on, and you can't get your mind around the bigger picture that all of these royal families from all of these countries, all of these nations, all these religions have intermarried. So they're a little Spanish, they're a little
Italian.
Well, and
they set up their Mason temples, Freemasonic temples, though, too.
What is a temple? What is a temple? Whether it's Jewish, Christian, Greek Orthodox, or anything else, what
you
is
think
a
communism
temple?
Communism is
that German? I asked you a question, and you go off into communism now. I asked you a simple question. What is a temple?
It's a Jewish construct.
It's not Jewish. It goes before Israel ever existed. This goes back to Babylon, Samaria, Assyria, Syria, very ancient civilizations that predate the Kingdom of Israel.
It's a place of worship.
Well, it's, yeah. And
I would say it's a place of worship. Let me ask you a quick question, though. It's about George Herbert Walker Bush. When he traveled... and this was back in January, I think, January 9th of 08, about a year, a year and a half ago, I guess. But when he traveled to Israel, and he was met by the chief rabbi there, that Tom Metzger.
But again, you're back to, can you get away from, can you talk about anything other? Why do you have this great fixation for Jews?
I mean, I see you do everything you can to deflect blame off of them.
I'm not at all. I'm trying to focus on, I've been deep within, I see what's going on. You tell me why a civil service agency like the Coast Guard has been turned into a branch of military by a bunch of Germans.
Because it's been run by Israel.
A bunch of Germans. No, this isn't being done by a bunch of, you're smoking crack, because at some point, and I'm telling you, Admiral Allen and the Allen family is a corporatist fascist family. Well, so what? That's what happened in Germany, too. You had a bunch of good Germans betraying their own people.
No, they didn't betray their own people. They stood up to Jewish communism.
Right. And so what that's why we have a military dictatorship, and we have the military taking over civilian jurisdictions to stand up to
Judea declared war on Germany in 1934. That's a London Times headline, Eric.
I don't care who or what you want to point the finger at. The use
and
of
they
wrecked our military,
it. They destroyed their mark, the German mark.
You're off. You're get them off. Hang up. Next, Vicky.
Hi, Eric. I was calling in to address what that other guy said, the alleged engineer.
Yeah.
Those airplanes hit, at the, the 86th floor, and the other one hit above that.
Right.
How in the heck could the heat from those airplanes loosen the bolts or even heat the steel even 10 floors down?
Those are all special heat-treated bolts.
Yeah, well, it just simply couldn't happen. And it, right, and it simply couldn't happen, and if he knew anything at all about it, he would know that even NIST disavowed the pancake theory of, heating the bolts.
And I brought that up on the show when I first started about NIST, who, they came in. There wasn't enough heat. You would have to flood. And there's not even enough in all of the furniture and everything else in the building to create a self-sustaining fire unless you continue to feed the fire or use some other kind of accelerant.
Right. And Kevin, what was his name? Kevin Ryan of Underwriters Laboratory challenged NIST's evaluation of the steel, and he got fired for doing it because they could not dispute what he said about the steel and about the theory that fire brought those towers down.
Well, it's right. Even if you go to his claim and it's the bolts and then you get into pancake, the center 47 structural members would have stayed standing.
Yes, and no matter what, the center column would have stood.
That's what I mean. The 47 structural center columns that formed the center of the buildings, that would have stayed up.
Yes. So, I mean, the whole theory is just stupid. You've got to be a real moron to believe the official story. It just doesn't fly. And
right.
You don't need a degree in science to figure that out.
Vicki, hold on. I want to carry over into the next segment. And I apologize to the listeners, the last caller or two. I'm lose my patience with some of these callers. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary?
The system is rigged.
These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court.
Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute.
Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
All right, we're back. Let me go back to Vicki real quick in Idaho.
Yeah, okay. Well, if people want to know who did it, take a look at what's happening around the world. It's the technocracy. It's the global computer systems that make the global governance system possible.
Well, it's the military-industrial congressional complex.
Yes.
It's what Eisenhower warned us of.
Yes, and it was a coup d'etat, and we now have the merger of corporate and government power. So we have is a fascist system.
But Vicki, I don't know if you've heard me talk about Coast Guard and Homeland Security.
Yes, I have.
Have you gone to their Wikipedia page for the Coast Guard?
No, I haven't, but I do know that it was a civilian decision. Thad Cochran might be the head guy in the Coast Guard, but it wasn't his decision.
Thad Allen. No, but he's a commandant. He's a military officer in uniform. Yeah. He's an admiral. And under the cloak of the war, as they launched the war in March of 2003, they moved the Coast Guard into Homeland Security. Tom Ridge had his hat walking around wondering if he was going to have a new department or not, for about a year. They consummate the deal. They create the new Department of Homeland Security. They move the Coast Guard into it in March of 2003 and launch the war. And as they did that, they turned the Coast Guard into a permanent branch of military in Homeland Security that is no longer a civil service agency. It comes under military law, Title 10, the UCMJ, or Uniform Code of Military Justice, for its personnel in Homeland Security. And that they say now, and if you go to its Wikipedia page, that the Coast Guard, when it goes into the Department of Defense in a declared war, maintains its police powers in violation of posse comitatus and what tradition has been, and that when they come back out and go into Homeland Security, they maintain their military powers. So that they are this branch of military police that can now regulate and adjudicate civilian affairs.
Right. They consolidated all law enforcement national security functions within the Homeland Security Department. And the reason why they did that is so that they could redesign the computer systems to build a national security state that is a technological security state, which is why you have the computerized surveillance cameras everywhere.
Well, you understand who's doing this, you know, and why it feels like quote unquote Big Brother.
Well, I know.
It's our royal familial or non-familial relations from Europe, the royal families, Habsburgs, Windsors, and others, who have come in, carried on a military coup d'etat of the government, set it up through World War I, World War II, Cold War. They were patient. They put their people in place, used the military-industrial complex as a land bridge, national security umbrella as a means to move people in wherever they needed and wanted them, and then basically flipped the switch.
Well, I'm not sure about all of that. I do my research from the technical aspect, from the computer systems. And so I know how all the federal enterprise architecture and how they designed the whole thing to function together, and that includes health care reform, it includes the fusion centers, it includes education and the guest worker program, the smart border, the whole thing is part of the federal enterprise architecture.
And you understand what they're trying to do, though, is to reestablish the United Kingdom, the system of United Kingdoms worldwide, and to take the United States, a constitutional republic, and convert it back into pre-revolutionary, times, into a colony, let alone a kingdom.
You bet.
Hold on one sec. We're going to the next hour. Just hold on, Vicky. We'll be right back after this break. It's a real quick one. It's just like 2 minutes.
With recent